Mocha.
The S&P.
The ISX.
Stocks.
Triple M. Finance.
Personal and business banking made simple with BCU.
Well, the US share market struggled on Friday. In fact, the Dow Jones fell 139 points or 0.5%. We had the broader S&P 500 slipping by 0.75%, still remaining at around a two-month low. And the tech-heavy NASDAQ fell back by almost 1%. So it means that over the week, the US market was down between 4% and around 5.5%. The main concern over the week was a hotter-than-expected update on inflation, which just has markets on edge ahead of what's likely to be a jumbo-sized rate hike later on this week in the United States. The big news in the US, though, was the delivery company FedEx withdrew its profit guidance or its goals for the year, making its shares fall by about 21%. It said it's going to implement cost-cutting measures due in part to weak shipping and concerns of weaker economic growth. But the Aussie market today is set for a quiet start as well after falling last week. The highlight will certainly be what the US Central Bank does with rates first thing Thursday morning. The market is leaning towards a 0.75% lift in rates, but there is a small chance that they decide to opt for the biggest rate hike in about 34 years of 1%. So we'll wait and see if that happens. If it does, I mean, we won't be able to react to that until Friday because the Aussie market will be shut on Thursday for a public holiday. The price of oil was steady at about $85 per barrel, gold down about 0.5% to $1,683 per ounce, iron ore prices down 1.5%, and most other metals were mixed. The Aussie dollar finally is stronger at 67.1 US. This is Stephen Daglian from CommSec.